produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead.
Greetings, wonderful people. Welcome to Life Coach Corner, where again, I have the pleasure and honor of serving you as your favorite life coach, Dr. Sid. And today, as always, we are going to help people just like you turn the corner in your life. I am excited about today's teaching. We're going to go through five sessions. That's right, five sessions of this particular topic. It's time to fly. Yes, it's time to fly. We're going to deal with transformational thinking so that we can go from crawling to flying. Now, that's going to make sense in just a moment because I'm going to talk from an analogy that I believe will bless us when it comes to thinking on a higher level. So if you would, please call someone and let them know that we are on the air and we have some information that will bless their lives. At the time of this recording, I am grateful that we are experiencing the holiday season called Thanksgiving. That's one of my favorite times, and I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for so many different things. Number one, of course, I'm thankful that God is in my life. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my beautiful wife and children. I'm thankful for New Growth in Christ, the church in which I have the honor and privilege of serving as bishop. But I'm also thankful for you. I'm thankful that you are reaching out to us at AskDrSid.com and you are requesting our services. You are getting in touch with us. Now, if you've reached out to us and for whatever reason you hadn't heard from us, then please call us at 901-624-2424. You know how technology can be sometimes, and so sometimes we might not get the information, but I want to make sure that you are well taken care of. So if you would, go to AskDrSid.com, but if you've said, Dr. Sid, I've done that, and I haven't heard from you, call us, please, at 901-624-2424 so we can make sure that we are servicing you. But I'm very thankful for your support. You do it all the time. You're with me every week. And so thank you so very much for that. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for reaching out to other people and telling them about what we're doing here at Life Coach Corner. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for 95.7 Hallelujah FM and Miss Tracy Bethay and all of the beautiful people who support what we do here at Life Coach Corner. I'm also grateful, as I already stated, for New Growth in Christ. That's our chief sponsor. They're the ones who help pay the bills, foot the note, and I'm grateful for them. And so if you're looking for a church, y'all, it is incredible what God is doing here at New Growth. So if you're looking for a church, you need, listen, we've got a new feature. Text us, NGIC, text NGIC at 94000. So text NGIC, put that in the comment section. But text us at 94000. And we'll be glad to hear from you. We'll be glad to minister to you. We'll be glad to just know that you are part of our New Growth in Christ family. So New Growth, we love you so very much. We thank you again for your support. And we thank you for making Life Coach Corner what it is. So I want to talk to you in session number one from the topic, it's time to fly. It's time to fly. There's actually a scripture that we're going to use as our base and it's found in Romans chapter 12. And I'm going to read this from the CEV version. Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 1, it says, "Dear friends, God is good. So I beg you to offer your bodies to him as a living sacrifice, pure and pleasing." That's the most sensible way to serve God. Verse 2 says, "Don't be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think." Now, I need for you to grab that. And I need for you, for those of you who are sending out messages, I need for you to send this message out to someone you love dearly. As they listen to this message, tell them and text them, or just you say from your own mouth, "Let God change the way I think." There are places and things that our Creator wants us to experience in life. Oh my goodness. There is nothing that will be withheld from you. And I want to speak and declare that over you as your life coach. Listen, there is nothing that will be withheld from you. You will accomplish everything that God wants you to accomplish. Why? Because we are going to do as the scripture is saying, we're going to allow God to change the way we think. Let me keep reading. He said, "Then you will know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to him." Now, in the King James Version, it says, "But we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds." Now, that word "transform" is the word in the original language. It's the word that we get metamorphosis from, metamorphosis. And the best thing that I can think of when we talk about a metamorphic type of event is when a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. See, now some of you are putting it together when I said it's time to fly. The transformational thinking that we want to help you understand is this. You might have entered into life and into situations in a particular way, and we're going to deem that as crawling. Now, there's nothing wrong with crawling, and we're not talking from a negative standpoint. No, if you are a caterpillar, and we're just using that as an example, and the caterpillar is crawling, we're not saying that the caterpillar is not valued or is not significant. The caterpillar is what it is, and it crawls. But how many of you know that that's not the fulfillment or the totality of its destiny? It might start off crawling, but eventually, because of what's in him, it has to fly. And so we want to use that analogy, and I want to talk to you from those phases that caterpillars go through in order to shift from where they are to where they need to be. So we're going to be a little technical along with our inspiration, all right? So let's see if we can get into it. Phase one. And in phase one, I want you to ask this question. Why shift? Why shift? Come on, let's put ourselves in the mind of the caterpillar. And it is probably saying, what's wrong with where I am? What's wrong with me crawling? What's wrong with me being in the current state in which I am in? Well, while in the form of a caterpillar, these bugs only goal, their only goal is to eat and grow. They only want to eat and grow. Why? Because it's in that particular stage that they are eating in order to gain the nutrients that's needed for them to ultimately become a butterfly. So in the current state of which it is in, it is eating because it knows that it is supposed to be somewhere else, doing something else, and experiencing life in a different way. So they have no way, as caterpillars, they have no way of reproducing. And so that's one of the reasons why they need to shift, why they need to change, because where they are, they can't reproduce. Now, I want you to think about this, because when I say it's time to fly, many of us got to get to the place where we stop just consuming, but we now are in a position where we can produce. I'm speaking to those of you. It is time for you to produce wealth for the next generation. It is time for you to produce a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of opportunity, a wealth of advantage, a wealth of increase, a wealth of financial independence. It is time for you to help those who are connected to you experience life on a different level. So that's why we're saying to you, it's time to fly. You've got to move from that place where you are just consuming. Again, that's all the caterpillar wants to do. It just wants to eat, eat and grow, eat and grow. Now, because the caterpillar cannot reproduce, they must morph into another species to continue their cycle of life. A caterpillar cannot make another caterpillar. Only a butterfly can make a caterpillar. If the caterpillar stays where it is, it cannot reproduce. And so listen, I want you to think about it. The scripture uses metamorphosis, and that's the same type of situation that a caterpillar finds itself in. So that's why we want to draw from this. Because where we are, we can't, if we don't fly, if we don't change, if we allow God to change the way we think, we'll never be able to reproduce. I'm not talking about just having babies, but I'm talking about reproducing a life that is significant and a life that is impactful. So the caterpillar, again, catch that, cannot reproduce another caterpillar. It can't reproduce in its current state. And so therefore, it must morph into another species to continue their cycle of life. Caterpillars are consumers. All they do is eat. Now, come on, catch this, because we're allowing God to change the way we think. Caterpillars just eat, 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 eat. It's always looking for something to feed it. But a butterfly is not just a consumer. A butterfly is a pollinator. That means that they help create growth in multiple places. And so that's another positive. We want to allow God to help us metamorphically change how we think so we can get out of this position of always wanting someone to give us something, but put us in a position where we can help create growth in multiple places. If a caterpillar never shifts, they will destroy the source that's feeding them by draining resources. And so that's one of the reasons why we've got to allow God to help us change the way in which we think. Because if not, we will take, and drain relational resources, drain financial resources, drain all of the societal resources that are available because we're only consuming, we're not pollinating. Woo, this is so good. And unfortunately, I've got to stop right here, but we're going to jump back into it because it is time to fly. Come on, I need for you to tell somebody. Just after we get off of this, just call them, text them, say, look, it's time to fly. That's what my favorite life coach said. It's time to fly. And we're going to fly together in our upcoming sessions. Again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of it. And until next time, this is your favorite life coach, Dr. Sid, reminding you that your best and blessed days are straight ahead because you are turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.